Hi, this is Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
You are now listening to Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Disappeared and no one noticed. They forgot. They moved on. They forgot. But I know what became of you told me, confide it solely, she told me. She was born of the rays, born of the chains. She said, believe me, I'm gonna do it slowly and carefully and soon. My heart belongs to another chance, sit between the strong. Born of triumph.
Radio Goethe. Modern German music at its best. Every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This is Radio Goethe.
Live from the basement of the sub-high top Burnaby Mountain, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. I should probably close the door with that coming through the speaker, right? Probably close the door. Yeah, I don't want any of those like weird echo sound effects happening. Welcome to the show. Live from the Burnaby, British Columbia, CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John. I'm your typical host of this program, and I'll be here next 2 hours. 2 hours. Not even, like, till 8. So I'm already, like, 16, 28 in here. Playing rock and electronic music. Good evening. This is episode, I guess, 143 of the program. It is a show favorites live in studio, live and local episode. This is fun. I'm hammered, man. I'm kind of drunk for this one. I went to a Christmas party. I'm going to go back. Basically, I was supposed to do this episode last week. There was a technical issue. There's a problem with the mouse. Somebody updated something. Come on in. Yeah, get the hell in here, Chris. I said hell. I shouldn't say that on air. I can't cuss tonight. That's the rules. I'm not allowed to cuss, as usual, and I got to try and stay on topic and not slur. I'm a little bit ahead. Which one are you? Guess Mike 1 or guess me? Guess Mike 1. Okay. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hi. So Chris is here to coach me through this tonight, trying to make sure I don't fall on my face doing radio. I'm 5 drinks in, basically. I went to the bar. Is it a Christmas party? Am I not allowed to talk about that stuff on air? People have like wine here sometimes. I'm not driving. I took the bus here. I'm taking the. It's going to be a very
good.
Of course.
Good.
Yeah. I'm not. Come on, man. Yeah.
Regardless, it's good to take. It's good to take the bus in any case.
Oh, you're loud. Damn, you're loud. Of course. Yeah. My car it doesn't use fuel barely. it's tiny. So this is the station's fault because I had technical difficulties last week. That's why I have to do this, you know. I do 21 episodes a year.
Yeah.
And 10 of them are these types of episodes, then Fun Drive, and then the 10 I make from home, which will be new music next week, by the way. It'll be a new music episode next week. New music right now is terrible. People are not making good music right now. The last two of them have been really bad. There's a really good Moon King collaboration. That's what I found this week. I'm doing research for it right now. It's going to be, I don't know, man. The last two have been really off. I mean, music is not coming through like it was. I don't know if you noticed that, but what do you listen to right now? Do you have anything happening in your world musically?
I've been really into the Pensacola EP by Ribbon Skirt.
Ribbon Skirt, yeah. Pensacola. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's around.
I don't know if it's because of the length, but even better than the EP that they put out.
Ribbon Skirt. I've heard it, though.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I hate when I've heard something and I've rejected it.
Yeah.
It's a really bad feeling sometimes, you know? But I don't like much right now. I've
been hearing a lot about Getting Killed by Goose.
That's a big record. You know what? I want to talk about that record for a second.
Yeah.
I do. What I love about it. It's got two songs I like on it. I played one last episode, Garbage Time, because I just put the famous stuff at Garbage Time. I played Bow Down. You know that one? You don't know what it's like to bow down to Maria's dad.
I don't know. I made it like...
It's a good song. It's later. It's an album track. It's later on. And then the big song, which is Cobra, right? You know Cobra? Cobra, let me dance away from you or something like that. And he's like, I'm going to dance. You're crazy. Something like that. I can't remember the lyrics. You know what I'm talking about, though.
Kind of.
It's a good song. It's like track 3. It's a brilliant song. Great song. And that's a big record, obviously. I saw it. It's a huge record right now. But what I love they do, you know how the song,
like, obviously, like, there's a lot of passion in it. It's really, really passionate
sure.
music. Yeah. It's very soulful, which is really what I'm dead set against here on this program, to be fair. But I do, sometimes I like music like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I love how...
Cause it's still weird, you know, like a little bit of weirdness.
Of course there is. There has to be.
Yeah.
There has to be to keep it interesting.
Yeah.
To have it fresh, you know,
yeah.
to have it something that's unique and new, especially yeah. in that world, which is, you know, well-trodden.
Yeah.
But the point I'm trying to make is my favorite thing about the record is a little production trick I've never heard before, and it's so simple. Because the instrumentation gets louder and louder and louder as the song goes on, and the singing gets louder and louder and more passionate as the song goes on. But what they do towards the end, after they have like an instrumental break, is they take the vocals and cut them way down in the mix.
Mm.
Way down in the mix. So the guy's going crazy in the background. But it's not like it works so well. It does it on both the songs I was talking about. Yeah, that's a big record, man. That's a big record. That's the Geese record, Getting Killed. Good. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up. I didn't know what to talk about tonight. So yeah, I'm half cut. And a little bit past that point, I've had 5 standard drinks. And but I'm going to get through this. I'm going to go back to the party. So welcome to the show. First set was... What was the first set, Chris? And Jolly Rose? That's from episode 81. That's an old one. And then Loretta with... Sorry, Spring, which is... So who's Joe Pass? What's his name? The Joe Pass guy. You know what I found? Anyway, the Joe Pass guy, Spring, it was like a one-off. That's Loretta. That's one of the best Vancouver songs ever. And the Respectful Child, they did a Studio 6 here last year.
Yeah.
They're excellent. Really, really smart.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And that was from them.
Did you want to talk more
about Studio 6? What, how you're being whipped by Connor right now because he wants Studio 6 every week? That's what you were saying. I mean, and, you know, maybe I'm embellishing a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, Connor has a plan. He has a plan.
Yeah.
He does.
And part of that plan is getting our last few Studio 6 sessions out, which is happening.
Definitely, check those out. Check those out. If you want to show the station some love and be entertained somewhat.
We got Numb Dame. We got Lead
Tenant. Numb Dame. The band that graffitis everywhere. The band that tagged your post by your apartment.
And
they should get stickers. Or something. Do it different. Do what Smush did, man.
You've heard it here first. Jerofemi coming out next week.
Jerofemi?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's coming out next week. So people need to know about that. And this is... when do they do the tapings? Is it already in the can? In the can.
Yeah, you got it.
Is it in the can? Did they already tape it?
I'll be very honest. I'm not sure,
but
if you want to get in touch about that, or perhaps if you want to perform on...
That's true. We do need bands perform. Well, Connor wants to do it every week, so basically if you go to Bully Studios, like just talk to people there and tell them that come on over and do your thing.
Shoot us an email, cjosephmusc. Yeah. At sfu.ca, that's
basically
Connor.
Yeah, if you have a band and you're within earshot of this station, you should probably just talk to these guys here and come in and do a show. What time do they want to do the tapings? Like 11 a.m. or something?
Again,
like breakfast television?
Just let Connor know, ask those questions.
That's a good idea. You guys will probably be doing some flyering at some point in the coming year, so... Yeah, hopefully. That's a great idea, I think, just because Connor's already made Record Club a once-a-week thing, and making that a once-a-week thing as much as possible. If you guys do 2 or 3 of those a month, that would be Herculean.
Yeah.
I think that's the word. I think that would be a lot of work.
Yeah.
But that would be really something if you guys were... Because, I mean, I do 2 of these a month, realistically. On a good month.
And we've also got lots of other stuff planned.
There's a lot going on at the station.
Stay tuned,
especially if you're on campus. There's lots of on-campus stuff with the station these days.
But also, really got the stay cover. Tuned. Don't turn to dial.
Oh, there's more.
Anyways.
Don't ever. what's the point? I mean, maybe there's nothing better going on right now. So that's a great segue to music. I told you what I played, so I'm going to play... Yeah, it's just show favorites tonight. I was going to talk about it more, but... Thank you, Chris. Good work, buddy. I'm going to put music on.